You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
So today we're going to talk about using technology to assess the quality of leads and lead vendors for your insurance agency. And so this is a topic that I hope you'll give some thought to. One of the things that we encounter often in our agency is people who've been buying leads, and sometimes they're happy and sometimes they're really unhappy. And most of the time, in either case, they're really unsure of how good the leads really were. And so one of the things that you have available to you today is you have a lot of great technology to help you make those determinations. And so in today's, you know, ever-changing environment, you've got this opportunity to better analyze the leads you have coming in, to really help you generate a higher quality of lead and make your lead generation activities more substantial and make sure that you are optimizing your return on investment to the highest degree. And so let's jump into this. First of all, let's talk about just getting our minds around lead quality. Lead quality is determined by how likely a lead is to become a paying customer. For insurance agents, high-quality leads are those that not only have the potential to convert, but also align with your specialization, whether it be property and casualty, Medicare, or life insurance. A quality lead should have a genuine interest in the services that you offer. They should have the financial capacity to purchase from you, and they should also be in the right stage of the buying process. And so some key metrics for evaluating lead services, lead vendors. Number one is the conversion rate. Conversion rate is a straightforward metric that indicates the percentage of leads that turn into customers. A high conversion rate from a lead service suggests that the leads are well targeted and of high quality. And so what you want to do is you want to compare conversion rates from various services to determine their effectiveness. See whose leads perform better overall. You also want to look at lead origin. It's important to know where those leads come from. Leads that are generated through targeted content, SEO, or PPC campaigns tend to be more interested and have a higher level of intent and are better informed about your services. So you want to assess the methods that are being used by the lead vendor to generate those leads, and then give preference to those that align with your target demographic and your service offerings. You also want to look at cost per acquisition. And what that is a measurement of how much it costs to acquire a customer. So when you're evaluating your lead vendors, don't just look at the initial cost, but also look at the lifetime value of a customer. So a service that might seem expensive in the long run, but their customers that you land from that lead service tend to stay with you longer, could actually offer a better return on investment in the long run. So it's very important to know how much does it cost you to really land a customer. And when you land that customer, how long do they stay with you? What's their lifetime value? So if they're with you for a longer term period, it might be worthwhile to pay more to land that higher quality of customer. you may want to consider whether there is lead scoring available. Some lead vendors will offer lead scoring, which is going to rank leads based on the perceived value to your agency. What this can do is help you prioritize your efforts on leads that are more likely to convert. And then understanding the criteria that is being used in the scoring process can give you some insights into the quality of those leads and the services alignment with your actual needs. Look at opportunities to give feedback and make adjustments. So a lead service that is going to allow you mechanisms for giving feedback and the ability to adjust your targeting criteria is extremely valuable to you as the insurance agent. This flexibility is going to give you the ability to fine-tune, to further clarify and laser focus your lead acquisition strategy over time, and that will ultimately improve your quality and your return on investment. So some questions you want to ask your potential lead vendor. Number one, how do you generate your leads? That's one of the most critical things to know. So understanding the source and method of lead generation will help you assess that lead quality. Number two, can you target specific demographics or niches? Targeting capabilities are critical for ensuring the leads are relevant to your specific insurance offerings. And then, what is your average lead conversion rate? Now, while this may vary, at least having a benchmark will help you set some realistic expectations for yourself. Then you want to know, how do they qualify their leads? And what this will do is uncover the criteria they use to determine if a lead should really be passed on to you, the agent. And then lastly, is there flexibility in the contract? And this is vital for scaling up or down based on the performance and the return on investment. You don't want to be locked into a contract if the leads just simply are not performing for you. Now, one of the great things for you today is there's a lot of technology to help you assess how well your leads are performing and if you're really getting the ROI that you need out of your leads that are coming in. So let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, utilizing CRM tools to track your lead sources, your engagement, your conversion rates, and your customer lifetime value is absolutely essential to evaluate the effectiveness of any lead vendor. And then on top of that, you want to integrate analytics tools to give you deeper insights into the lead behavior and lead preferences, and that's going to give you even greater strategic decision-making capabilities. And so put that to use. And one of the things I would say to you is take the data that comes out of your CRM and your analytics and go a step further and feed that into AI. Put that into ChatGPT or into Gemini or Claude and ask the AI to analyze that data and give you some bullet points, some assessments of what the AI is seeing in that data, what trends it's seeing, help you maybe target and refine even greater than you are currently, or make some adjustments that are going to help you find better performance in your lead flow. So in your quest for high quality leads, you as an insurance agent have to be diligent in evaluating your lead service. This isn't a set it and forget it proposition. Focus on the conversion rates, the lead origin, cost per acquisition, lead scoring, and flexibility of services. By doing this, you can make informed decisions that are going to drive business growth. And then remember that the best lead service is the one that most closely aligns with your specific needs, your targets, and your budget, and offers you a partnership, not just a vendor-client relationship. Hope you find this helpful. If we can help you develop a strategy for your insurance agency, be sure and schedule a strategy session with us. Thanks for tuning in.
And that wraps up another episode of the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. We hope you found today's insights and discussions invaluable in navigating the ever-evolving landscape of the insurance industry. We're here to support your journey to becoming a more effective and innovative insurance agent. So connect with us, share your thoughts, and let's grow together. Thank you for listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. Until next time, keep innovating, keep growing, and most importantly, keep serving your clients with excellence.